Well, from the Varian TVNZ poll last night, we've got New Zealand First as the kingmakers, the party that National will have to call immediately upon closure of polls. Kingmaker, I'm not 100% sure whether Winston likes that phrase, kingmaker, but he joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Winston. Thanks so very much for joining me. Claudette, I'm stepping in for Dale Husband this week. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Kia ora, you're welcome.
And so the polls last night, TVNZ, New Zealand First, been made or announced as kingmaker. Are you comfortable with that title, firstly, the kingmaker position? And you and I know it's not over till it's over. You'll wait until October, the end of the voting, October 14.
Exactly. You know, it's well, it's a frivolous title that the media love to use. The extraordinary thing is, of course, that we have been locked out of this campaign all the way till recently, and the meetings we've had all over the country and polls all over the country were never covered by the media at all. And I suppose I should be very grateful to be on this program, because this is the only medium that has been talking to me for the last 3 years. All the rest, not interested, until it's inevitable when they see that we're on a surge and they won't be able to leave us out. So, thanks for the chance to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, I've just got to remind our whānau, though, that if not for Winston Peters, we might not be on air, actually. So, we know where we've come from. We know our whakapapa. I think that's really important as well, too, though, isn't it? That we've got to remember the whakapapa of New Zealand First and what it provided to our whānau. And if you want to go quite recently, in contemporary times, Provincial Growth Fund was something that our rural communities particularly benefited from.
Well, it was huge, you know, and a whole lot of programs all over the country. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of programs. We went in Porikī last week, and we went to the mussel factory that we began under the Provincial Growth Fund, and then we had a long talk to the board and everybody else as well down there. But here's the real point. We are building there the biggest mussel farm, not in New Zealand, the biggest mussel farm in the world. It's a massive project, and it's given some serious life to Porikī. And we've got projects like that over and over again around the country. And it's very sad the way the negativity of the media was when we come to that, because we're only talking about $1 billion from Southland to Northland. The Gisborne area, Poverty Bay, the West Coast, all only $1 billion for all of these provinces. Meanwhile, they're going to spend $29 billion on light rail in Auckland, which has had their money assigned, but they haven't got 1 metre of rail line built of light rail. And so I was talking to the people in the Porikī and saying, you know, something that's fascinating, how they could get away with criticising what you've got, which will be around 30, 40, 50 years now. It's got 200 workers already, it'll be 300 workers when they get fully developed, and onwards. And it's also got, I don't want to bore you with listeners, but green-lipped mussels is our only indigenous export. Green-lipped mussels is our only indigenous export, and of any size, that is. And so you had this criticism from Wellington media, and I thought, you know, somebody has to face them up, face them down, and defend the people out there who are our country's future, and places like Porikī and all around this country are simply those sort of communities. Mm. Anyways, long answer, but I thought you'd be delighted.
Yeah, we're actually, we are very delighted. Look, you know, polls, but would you take a call from Chris Hipkins if it requires it?
No. I made it very clear. Nobody gets to lie to me like they did. Nobody gets to run down a pathway which has no advantage for Māori at all, and Audrey Māori has not asked for it. You know the biggest thing of concern in the Māori electorates? It's the cost of living like everybody else. And what are they doing about that? Nothing. No, certainly I will not. And I'm not a biased person. I'll give anybody a chance, but you don't behave like that. When you give somebody a team of a party trust and they betray you behind your back and then have the audacity to say that I was chaos, The only thing that was keeping them together was New Zealand First between 2017 and 2020. What's some evidence for that? Well, the moment we left, they were absolutely hopeless. It was a scandal month after month after month. And they have the effrontery to make that claim. So, you know, this is a tough business. And the answer is simply no. And I made that very clear.
And so final week, as we lead down into the polls, more meeting, you know, kanohiki to kanohi meetings with whānau out and about around the motu? Although, yeah.
West Coast. We've got West Coast coming up the next day too. Christchurch and Wairapa area, all around there. It's covered everywhere by then. That's a fact, you know. But on the question of you asking about the Labor Party, look, every listener listening to this show knows Labor's stuff. And Labor's stuff, they better go and vote for New Zealand First, because we have got a record looking after people. Mm. All right?
Thank you so very much for joining me this morning on Te Reo Irirangi o Wāti. Just one other thing. I watched your interview with Jack Tame. Broadcasting Minister, if you get that Broadcasting Minister, and I don't mean to be flippant here, Winston Peters, but if you get the, or win, or if you want it, the broadcasting portfolio, do you think that you could look upon iwi radio and look at our funding, please? Increasing
it. Well, can you recall when it started? It started when I wasn't government in 1991. Do you remember that? The funding for it.
I was at TVNZ when it happened.
Yeah, well, do you remember? Well, I do. I haven't forgotten. In fact, I've just got a text from a guy called Morris Williamson. You remember him?
Oh, yes. Well, Morris Williamson. Yeah. Very close to Māori programming. But the issue is, though, we haven't had enough funding to be able to progress the journey that iwi radio wants to go take. You know, that's
hang
what
on,
I'm Claudia, saying.
Hang on, Claudia. I thought you guys and your people listening there were going to vote Labor. What's Labor doing to you? What's happened? They not understand. A bit of old-fashioned loyalty goes both ways. They're extraordinary. So when I said broadcasting, I'll tell you why. Because media, a fourth estate, a unbiased media is critical to any democracy. And here's the point. You've got this radio station, Radio Wāatea, that's got a record of playing the game straight where politicians are concerned. You don't hear what people think on your program. They keep on interviewing you regardless of your politics. That's not what I was up against, Jack Tame. I had somebody who asked me to speak up for four things, didn't cover any of them, was trying to nail me for a whole half hour. And I thought, this is not going to happen. I've been around too long to take this. But he wrote to me about four things he wanted to talk about and never raised them. And what do you think of that?
Yeah, he was rude. That's what I think of that.
It's a setup. Mm. You know, so that's what. So anyway, on this issue you're saying about going forward, well, this is the first time anybody's raised it. Here we are, only 8 days from the closing of the polls. It's on voting long on 20th of October, but only 8 days away. And this is the first time anybody's raised this issue with me.
Oh.
Anyways, you have. Huh? Mm. So, I'd like to know a bit more.
Thank you.
Before I rush out and make commitment I don't know anything about, this is the first time anyone has talked to me about it. Or have they not been watching the polls and the surge coming? Anyways, let's have a look at it, okay?
Yes, we'll have a look at it. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Winston. Always wonderful to kōrero with you. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Thank you for supporting us.